I think right now in general for any costumes, even for humans, having skulls or anything kind of zombie is really popular. Lady Gaga, but zombie. Nurses, but nurse zombied. My name is Stephanie. I'm here in San Francisco, and I'm a sales associate at Chico Bee Pet Boutique. We carry more unique items, fancier items like cashmere sweaters for dogs, baked goods for dogs that look just like human cookies, and Halloween costumes. To some people, it can probably be a little bit weird because normally you don't dress your dog up, but here in San Francisco, people take a lot of pride in their dogs. Halloween, we get to dress up, we get to act weird, we can act like someone else and get away with it. It's a week-long process, you know, people put hundreds of money into their outfits and they'll have like multiple outfits for the week. No one's gonna walk around in like a tutu with cheekies and just like a bikini top. No one can do that randomly, like on a regular day. So, I mean, Halloween is the day to like, you know, let it out loose a little bit, you know, show an extra few feet of skin, like whatever. I mean, everyone else is doing it. You're not going to be called a whore or anything. It's just, that's how it is. You're justified for wearing that really, really skanky suit. Like, go for it. You know, usually you think of your dog as like another human almost. So it's just like, you know, that connection that you have with your dog. It's your baby. It's like, it's you. So you want to dress it up like how you dress yourself up for Halloween. Well, we have the prisoner. This is an older one. This is, it's cute. I like it. It's for like bigger dogs as well. So it's pretty convenient. Over here we have like the pumpkin, which I think is cute. Like any dog will look cute in that, no matter the breed. The lion, which is really cute. We also have the frog, which is, I don't know, it's cute. It's cute. San Francisco, it's like, it's full of, you know, young yuppies, like people who are really successful, pretty, you know, younger than a lot of billionaires out there. They're starting off in these new companies and there's, you know, young money. You know, everyone's always on this go, 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 gotta work. And then I don't have that much time at night. I'm gonna go out. I don't have time to raise a family really, or even like, marry someone. So I'm lonely. I want a dog or I want a cat, and that becomes their life, you know? Like it's just there's a lot of single people here in San Francisco, and a lot of people do have animals here, and it's just, you know, everyone wants something to take care of, but not necessarily a baby because they don't have the time. The best thing when you go home at night and you've worked really hard and you're distressed and you go home and you open the door and you have like both your dogs like running to you really happy and their tails are wagging. It's just like the best feeling ever.
Even better when they're in a skeleton costume.
Oh, right. Skeleton or frog.